This is Poetry on Northland Morning, a celebration of the language, written word, and sense of places, past and present, that make up our community. Ahmed Mamoun is our guest this morning. Ahmed was born and raised in Egypt, and the poem he selected for today was also made into a popular song, one that became an anthem of a particular time and optimism in his country. The original poem, called The Flower of All Cities, was written by Asi and Mansour Rabbani.
Well, as you know, I grew up in the Middle East, and in 1987, there was something called the Palestinian Uprising. And for my generation, probably that was the highlight of our generation, when we felt that liberating Jerusalem is so imminent. To put things into context, Jerusalem has sentimental value for most Arabs or those who live in the Middle East, both Christians and Muslims. So in Sunni Islam, for example, I'm a Sunni Muslim. In my faith, Jerusalem is considered the third holiest city after Mecca and Medina. It was the first, what we call Qibla, or direction or focus of the Muslim prayer. So the early Muslims used to pray using the direction of Jerusalem. Now we do Mecca, but for 10 years it was Jerusalem. We believe that our Prophet Muhammad ascended to heaven from there. It's mentioned in the Quran, our holy book, that he ascended from Jerusalem to the seventh heavens and actually spoke with God in 620. So for us, Jerusalem is the first direction of Muslim prayer. It is the third holiest city in Islam, and it is the spot where our Prophet ascended to heaven. For Christians in the Middle East, it's also a holy city, simply because it's the birthplace of Jesus Christ. It's a hot topic, an emotional topic for most Arabs. And for someone like me, who felt at one point it's going to be liberated, that I will have access to it, that I can go and pray in the Aqsa Mosque, the distant mosque. Like I said, the third holiest mosque in Islam after Mecca and Medina. What we're seeing, the political reality is, it is the undivided, eternal capital of the state of Israel. It's under the control of Israel 100%. I have zero hope to pray in Al-Aqsa Mosque before I die. I mean, to pray there without getting a permission from a non-Muslim. So for me, it's an emotional topic. And this song, 30 years ago, was very popular when the Palestinian uprising was going on. And when you brought this up, when you kindly invited me, it hit home. I looked it up, and I'm happy to share it with you guys today. The title of the poem, which is actually, it's a poem, but it was also sung by a Lebanese singer. Her name is Fayrouz. She's 87. She's still alive. A Christian Lebanese singer, iconic figure in the Middle East, probably the best-seller singer in the Middle East of all time. So she sang this 30 years ago when the uprising was going on to the city of Jerusalem. And it's titled The Flower of All Cities, in Arabic, Zahratul Madain. It is for you, O city of the prayer, that I pray. لأجلك يا مدينة الصلاة أصلي. It is for you, O splendid home, O flower of the cities. لأجلك يا بهية المساكن يا زهرة المدائن. O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, O city of the prayer. يا قدس, يا قدس, يا مدينة الصلاة. Our eyes are set out to you every day. عيوننا إليك ترحل كل يوم. They walk through the corridors of the temples. تدور في أروقة المعابد. Embrace the old churches. تعانق الكنائس القديمة. And take the sadness away from the mosques. وتمسح الحزن عن المساجد. O night of Al-Isra, O path of those who left for the sky. يا ليلة الإسراء يا درب من مروا إلى السماء. Our eyes are set out to you every day and I pray. عيوننا إليك ترحل كل يوم وإنني أصلي. The child is in the cave, and the child here, she is referring to baby Jesus. The child is in the cave, and his mother is Maryam, and Maryam is Arabic name for Mary. Two faces crying. The child is in the cave, and his mother is Maryam, or Mary. Two faces crying. الطفل في المغارة وأمه مريم وجهان يبكيان. For those who roamed, لأجل من تشردوا. For the children without a house, لأجل أطفال بلا منازل. For those who resisted and were martyred at the gates, لأجل من دافع واستشهد في المداخل. And the peace was martyred in the homeland of the peace. واستشهد السلام في وطن السلام. And the law tumbled at the gates of the city. سقط الحق على المداخل. When Jerusalem city fell, حين هوت مدينة القدس. Love left, and in the heart of the world, the war was settled. تراجع الحب وفي قلوب الدنيا استوطن الحرب. The child is in the cave, and his mother is Maryam, two faces crying, and I pray. الطفل في المغارة وأمه مريم وجهان يبكيان وإنني أصلي. The glaring anger is arriving, and I'm sure of it. الغضب الساطع آت وأنا كل إيمان. The bright anger is arriving. I will command the grief. الغضب الساطع آت سأمر على الأحزان. From everywhere it will arrive riding the steeds of fear. من كل طريق آت بجياد الرهبة آت. As if the overwhelming face of God it will arrive. وكوجه الله الغامر آت آت آت. The gates of our city will not be locked anymore, so I'm going to pray. لن يقفل باب مدينتنا فإنني ذاهبة لأصلي. I will knock the gates and I will liberate them. سأدق على الأبواب وسأفتحها الأبواب. My face will be cleaned by the holy water of the Jordan River. وستغسل يا نهر الأردن وجهي بمياه قدسية. And the effects of the barbarism of the past will be erased, O Jordan River. وستمحو يا نهر الأردن آثار القدم الهمجية. The glaring anger is arriving, riding the steeds of the fear. الغضب الساطع آت بجياد الرهبة آت. And will defeat whom is in power. وسيهزم وجه القوة. This is our home and Jerusalem belongs to us. البيت لنا والقدس لنا. And in our hands we will celebrate the splendor of Jerusalem. By our hands, the peace will return to Jerusalem. وبأيدينا سنعيد بهاء القدس بأيدينا للقدس سلام آت.
Poetry is produced at KUMD by Lisa Johnson with help from Chris Harwood and from an original concept by Lisa Fitzpatrick. You can find links to the poets and poetry on this show on our website, along with a complete poem read in its original language. Poetry is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.